trenches, come out and pound the enemy, make him swim in a great lake of fire. Be the bomb that dismembers the giant would come to pluck from our homeland the flower of our youth. Protect our women and children. Protect the holy places. Never succumb. Never give in. Breathe fire upon the face of the infidel. Drown him in his own entrails. Become a relentless tide of doom breaking upon him. Split the earth in a great chasm in which he cannot but fall to his doom. And let the explosions of his bombs be an anthem to our triumph. Let his artillery be the marching drum of our victorious legions. Let us lay low his arrogance and deflate his every presumption. Let us pull him from the pedestal and grind his bones to a powder that we shall scatter to the winds. And I wish I could stay up here with you and join you in this endeavor, but unfortunately, I have to go back downstairs to plan forthcoming strategy, author diplomatic initiatives, give directives to our manufacturing sector, look at compasses and maps, consult computer and video screens, draw out the dividers and scale rectifiers, and make the military decisions which will lead to our victory. So, as much as I'd like to stay out here and be among you, facing these artillery shells and these bombs, leading the assault against the carpet bombing, as much as I'd prefer to stand against the withering fire of 16-inch naval artillery on the field of battle, watching the battalions of helicopter gunships across the horizon, it is with regret that I express to you my farewell. And remember that, even in your moments of greatest danger, I am safe. You need not worry for me. I have had the world's greatest engineers and designers of nuclear-resistant bomb shelters build my bunker within a vault. So while you charge across the bloody field of victory, while bombs burst above your heads and mines explode beneath your feet, do not worry about me. I'll be all right. Yes, as the clouds of poison gas billow over the battlefield, do not concern yourself. Do not have a moment's anxiety. For my safety, I will be okay. I am well. I am safe. And when you are struck down, if you are struck down, and you're lying upon the field of battle, your eyes growing dim, your hands and legs feeling distant, grasping the picture of your wife and family, the last cinema reel of your life's calendar unfolding before you, a clergyman hovering over you to welcome you into the gates of heaven for eternal bliss, in paradise never ending, remember that I'm all right, and know that your sacrifice has been duly marked in the great ledger in the eternal book of heroism. So now, I'm going to have to go, and I'm sure you'll forgive me if I must leave. I know you have things to do. I know you're very, very busy, so I won't keep you a moment longer. And please, please go right on with what you're doing. Don't let me stop you. I'll get back to you later. Let's be in touch. Call if you need anything. I'll be thinking of you constantly.